after some fine performances this year,
some really good inningses,
JB and Billy have declared,
I'm finished and now I'm in the ground and I'm absolutely cooked.
So now we revisit the highlights.
Afternoon radio gets no better.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
I feel good!
Fat, today I want to talk about one of my favourite things that was taken away from me.
Plus, we go to the family, Jimmy boy, with a very good topic about getting old.
But next, we're joined in studio by outgoing AFL CEO Gil McLachlan.
Ow! This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. If you're missing JB and Billy, download the Lister app to hear them anywhere, anytime.
I feel good!
So you're in charge around here, is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I'm the boss.
Round 21.
Like a boss.
Round 21.
Like a boss.
Yeah. Sit down.
I'm the boss.
And in the middle of one of the most comprehensive victory laps I've witnessed.
Oh, has he been on fire, man, early? Started well.
Breasting the tape.
Oh, wow.
Nice to have the boss in. Gil, welcome to you.
Thanks, JB. Billy, boys, thanks for having me.
Oh, now the phone. You're just ferocious at the minute. This is, I can't believe you're in here live, middle of the grand final week.
That's the respect I have for this show. Not necessary for you blokes, for the show.
Have you got Don James Brayshaw there and your latest text?
I just was doing some research, Billy, about a question you asked me before we went on air.
I've got a question for you. Because Jim doesn't like the Brownlow night as such. He reckons it goes too long.
Well, it doesn't anymore. I said that the other night was brilliant.
I know Gil's here, so you're backpedalling a little
did
bit.
Did I say that, Raps?
But, you don't like it. But he's got a new girlfriend, fiancée.
Mate, 9 years.
The lovely Lisa.
Are you engaged?
Who Gil knows very well.
Mm. Anyway, Lisa loves the Brownlow. She wants to go to the Brownlow. So Jim has to, this is what I hear, ring or text you, Gil, and say, oh, Gil, old mate, how are you, buddy? Yeah, oh, we're going well. Geez, you're going well. That Tassie team will be good, the
As
AFLW.
As if I'd bother the boss, Jim, with a request like that when he's got enough to do.
And you requested 2 tickets to the Brownlow medal for you and Lisa. Gil, is this correct or not?
Well, what is James's official position, knowing that I've opened my phone?
James, yes.
I'm always invited. It's just whether I say yes or not.
When was the last time you went?
This year, when I'd finished at North Melbourne.
So 6 years
ago.
Yes. And Lisa wants to go. So what happened, Gil?
I just want to know what your official position is. Did you or didn't you ask me?
Well, I don't remember that far back, to be honest. That's my official position. Are you going to miss that bit? Because I know the bloody, 4:30 finishes at night and all of the stress of, running or keeping the commission informed, et cetera, running a massive business. But I get the feeling with you, the showbiz side of the job you actually have enjoyed.
He gets his eye in.
I don't dislike it. I mean, it's not as though I go, it's amazing, but when you're that night, close contest, fun, energetic room, yeah, I mean it's certainly not bad. It's not something I'll be mourning, but I don't dislike it. And if that's, I'm not trying to hedge my bets. And you feel lucky to be in the position where, you're calling out Paddy Cripps as the winner in the last vote of the night, and you're trying to put a bit of drama in and trying to do your bit to make it a special night for our million supporters and clearly the winner. And I think it came together pretty well the other night, and there is some fun in that, no doubt about that.
It is. You read the play beautifully. Just quickly get through those games get rid of them.
I had someone text me saying, their son was the first ever Brownlow moment we went to. Quite, he didn't have his moment. I'm like, I'm probably not going to apologise for that.
Exactly right.
Who is the hardest name to say?
Well, what is hard is saying Essendon fast 3 times.
Yes.
So when you're trying to get Essendon out of the way, and I had a couple of wins going Essendon, not to drop the N, Wayne Jackson style, I used to end up saying Essendon. I always get confused about, say Zach Tui or Zach Merritt. When you say Z, it's Z or Z. Every time I end up saying Z and it doesn't sound right, Zed Merritt. Z sounds weird, but that's what I say. GWS is tricky. So it's not, and then there are the odd name. Like I think someone clipped me that I said Petrarca, not Petrarca.
I think he clipped you.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. So I only got told that on doing SEN this morning, but I don't know. I always thought it was Petrarca. What do you call him?
I call him Petrarca, but I'm sure got it wrong.
Well, I certainly don't intend to do that. No. I think mostly we get them right.
Did you kick on and have a dance or a sing?
I had 2 or 3 beers and that was it. We had a full board meeting and then a president's meeting, that whole Tassie thing the next day. So it was sort of And I was probably 15 lengths off the pace when I get off the stage. You know, drinking, rolling into that room at about quarter to 11. Yeah, it was a hard field to catch up to.
Well, speaking of the dancing and the...
Very good dancing. We love that with Delta. How good was she, by the way?
Stylish, spectacular.
Great voice.
Yeah.
She was wooed by you. She was all went all funny. You know?
I don't know. She was either terrified or wooed. And I'll take the wooed.
But so your dancing was really good. We love that. But your singing.
Yeah, well, I cannot sing. For someone who's spent a lot of time late at night in my early years and enjoy the and love music, I know that I can't sing, and I've never done a karaoke anywhere in the world. I've never got up, despite a lot of opportunities and lead-ins. So that was I was bullied into that.
How do you explain this?
Bullied.
So I would have thought knowing the words, that might have put you in good stead.
So I'm asked to come up to sing a song. I didn't know what it was. I can't sing. He came, to Pete's great credit, he would not let up, and he kept coming and coming and coming and coming. And I looked at all my team to say, someone who can sing, help me out. And I think you do get to that point, it is more embarrassing to be the guy who doesn't have a crack than someone who's knows they're going to fail, but you have to do it. And I got to that moment, I just had to go.
Had to do it.
And I was a spectacular fail, but I decided it was better than that than being the guy who doesn't get up.
Yeah. We're going to take a little break with the boss. More with Gil McLachlan after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Billy's joke has been copied on another radio station.
That's a disgrace.
That's because that girl did it.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called plagiarism.
No! Yeah!
The boss of the AFL, Gil McLachlan, stuck around.
What are you going to do when you finish up? When are you finishing up, by the way? Do you know where the finish line is?
It should be somewhere between now and Christmas. I thought I might be able to get away with the grand final, but I committed to Richard and to everyone. I didn't set a date. I said the end of the year, and there was these things I would do to finish, which was broadcast, the Tasmanian stuff. There's a couple of others in there, club funding deals, CBA. So I can see an end line with all of that. I think if you set a date, it sort of everyone works around that. So it'll be when those are done, and I reckon that'll be in the next couple of months.
And then what's the first port of call post that?
I'm going to go to New Zealand for a few days with a couple of mates, and then going overseas into South America in early December. And I haven't been overseas for a long time, so I'm looking forward to that.
Good. Because you've got four kids, haven't you?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Laura is a champion.
Oh, it has to be.
That's what's occurred.
It's a lot of kids. We've got four kids. They're bloody expensive.
They are expensive, yeah. Mm. And mine are sort of like little animals, so it's sort of hard. They're hard to manage.
Now, tell us about your own legacy. What do you, when you leave the game, what do you think you're most going to be appreciated for?
Oh, that's for others to judge. Baby.
Well, Women's League, for a start, was a massive thing that came in your time.
Listen, I hope that I'd like to think we had a crack during the time, and I'm pretty proud where we got, where footy's pumping again, and it wasn't like, it was a bit disconnected when we started, and got the money to invest and to continue to grow. We're really national. As I said, women are playing. You know, we've got a good balance sheet. I feel it's in good nick, but I get uncomfortable talking about all that. It's for others to judge, but I feel very good about what everyone's done and where football is and the money there for people to invest going forward.
Well, one of the things I loved about you was your love of the clubs, and that was instant as soon as you walked in. You would have come across some incredibly impressive presidents in your time.
I knew this would come.
Some blokes that really
Frank
stood
Costa.
Out as being, you know, unbelievably... You know, visionaries, wouldn't you?
Who's been the best and the worst? No, you can't say that.
Who's
Who have you enjoyed working with?
That's one of the joys of this game. And there's not everyone you think's right up your alley, but generally it is filled with good people who care about the game, and people are serious and there's arguments, but generally everyone's moves on and gets on with it, and you're lucky. And you know, I see James. Socially, you know that there's a lot of. I'll take a lot of friends out of this, and that's been a huge hugely big part of this role for me.
So it's, there were times when you were standing up on the dais addressing all the presidents, the commission there as well. You would have looked up probably normally to the back left and seen myself, Stephen Kernahan and the late, great Jim Steins. Mm. And I reckon there were times when you would have said, I don't reckon those three understand a word I've yes. said in the last half hour.
Well, I had sort of a crayon picture. Yeah. That yeah.
Dot to dot.
Oh, I'm not talking about the other two, just for you, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
The great Jimmy Steins, and we're pre-recording this so we can edit it properly. He used to lean into me and give it the, what the f*** is he talking about?
So, Jimmy, and what did you say?
During the break, know. We'll work it out.
That's it. Who's been your favourite player? Do you have favourites?
I think everyone has favourites. I think if the playing picks up the off field as well, I think it's hard not to do that. I mean, Nick Riewoldt is up there. Paddy Dangerfield's a favourite. Yeah. I do think Joel Selwood's one of the greats. They're the three of my sort of period who, you know, the combination of what they do on the field and then also the people they are off of, sort of, I'd give you three names, yeah.
Mm, good. And, of course, your mother, Sylvia, she loves the Cats. She's, have you got her a ticket?
A nutbag, yeah.
No, she's great. She loves the Cats, doesn't she?
Oh, it's she's unhinged.
Yeah, she is.
You know that. You got anyone who sits near her, she's season tickets down at the Cattery,
yeah.
And it's the same routine. So she has her six mates she goes with every week, has for years.
Yeah.
The row in front, she either whacks them on the head or scrubs their hair first game and has these little sort of psychic things she does. They turn around going, what are you doing? I get the call, second home going, can you come down and talk to the people in front? They go, all right. So they tolerate every year, and next year there's a new set of people because they've asked to be moved.
Well done on an amazing time as the CEO of the AFL. As one of your mates, I've been waiting with bated breath for you to make a complete ass of yourself so I could properly jump on top of you, but you just haven't, and that's annoying
me.
Well, wait.
Now I've the holder. We've all had our moments, but thanks for the support. Thanks for bringing the energy and the fun to football. We appreciate it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic.
Now, Fat, talking to Bo Ryan earlier on in the show, obviously just said, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Which is the catch cry for I don't want to be in it anymore.
I'm out.
I want to leave.
And they're not even in the real jungle. That's what annoys me, Jim. The Gold Coast.
Why? Three of those words were audible.
Yeah. Why? Why didn't they go to, what did you call it before, Jayberg?
Jayberg. Because of COVID and things, Jim, they weren't allowed to go over there.
Right.
But we went over there. We're in the deep, dark jungle.
More.
Baboons. We did.
The baboons.
Baboons. Black Samba, the snake.
Mamba.
Yeah. We called him Black Samba, but he might have been Mamba.
Yeah.
And
Mamba even.
So when you go in, Jim, they tell you, they say, look, this is what it's going to be. But when you do get voted out, some of us a bit earlier than others, they ask you, all the contestants, what meal you want when you come out of the jungle.
That's it. Did you see how red the baboons are?
Oh,
Bill.
And the
bright red.
I'm telling you, you ask any of the girls that are on it, big hot red hot Rhonda and Charlotte, if those girls went down to the stream on their own, the big male would come out to him. He'd be on the other side and he'd do
having a look.
No, and he'd be watching them and the girls would yell out and scream and I'd come down.
Oh, yeah, I'd come down.
No, or me or someone, Miguel.
Yeah. Oh, I'd come down.
Daisy would.
Yeah.
And, mate, they'd take off. But let me tell you, they're onto it, those male baboons. They dirty red ass.
But Bill, as red as you've seen an ass. Now, Bill,
what about at the zoo when Grandma takes you along with the kids and there's the big red, and then they throw poo at Grandma?
I haven't listened to
that. Anyway, they ask you what meal you want when you get voted out.
And you had a steak sandwich?
Oh, no, steak and chips. I wanted, Jim. And it was the little things like salt and barbecue sauce and things like that, because you don't get sugar and all those little things while you're in the jungle.
Right. So you had it, but you didn't know how long it had been there. When you walked out?
No.
That was Bo.
It was Bo. Yeah.
So what happened to your lot?
No, they just cooked it up for you.
Oh, I cooked it up when you were there.
Because by the time you get voted out and you do your TV commitments and then you got to get it driven back to where the food is, it's a good hour.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right. Mm. So, Bill, I'm in the car the other day.
Yes.
You don't look like this eating junk food.
Look like what?
Like, you know, properly put together. So, Bill.
He's a flog.
I haven't eaten junk food for a very, very long time.
Well, you're allowed to, Jim.
I know. I'm not saying it's illegal. I'm just saying I don't do it myself.
All right.
But, Bill, if I do, And it's normally after I've had a few, not before, yes. Feeling a little dusty.
What's your go-to, Jim?
Bacon double cheeseburger deluxe from Hungry Jack's.
Hungry Jack's.
And a full-strength Coke.
Yeah, I'm with you with the full-strength Coke.
Right, so I'm Hungry driving Jack's. Past Hungry Jack's the other day.
Yes.
And I've got the kids in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about it for some reason. And I went, I don't eat it very often, but when I do, a bacon double cheeseburger deluxe is, and they just looked at me and go, Dad.
What?
Don't even exist anymore.
No.
They don't even make that.
Oh,
so I beg your pardon?
Yeah.
That was their best burger.
Exactly. Why would they get rid of that?
Apparently, they don't make a bacon double cheeseburger deluxe anymore.
Wow.
That is shattering.
That is. Why?
So, yeah, as you squeezed it, the juice should stay.
I know exactly what you're saying.
And Bill, within half an hour of feeling like you don't reckon you'll get to the end of the day.
Yeah, bang.
That and the Coke.
The Coke.
Bang. Back.
Back.
You're back.
Back on it.
So I'm going to have to find another one.
Mm.
A cure.
Yeah, a cure. I tell you what cured me on Sunday when I was at the Burley Pavilion.
Yes.
We were just sitting around having a Corona. We were a bit hungover like you were.
Yes.
And someone bought Fireball. You've had the Fireball?
What are they?
Oh, the little, I don't know, what's in them? What's in them? Raps, Fireball.
Cinnamon whiskey.
Yes, spice whiskey. Next minute, old John Travolta on the dance floor. Wow-wee, was I on fire? Somebody stop me.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So I had to ad lib.
Yeah.
Ad lib.
You know your old when, 133353. We've done this before.
You know your old when.
And the one I always say is when you got hats on the back shelf of your car.
Yeah.
You know you're an old bastard.
The wide brimmer.
Yep. When you've got a hat parked on the back shelf of your car.
A Volvo.
That's it. But I've got another one.
Oh.
You know your old when?
When?
You wear a short sleeve shirt with a tie.
Yes.
Spot on. That's an old bastard.
That is.
So, hands.
Hands.
133353. Ring us now and finish that sentence. You know you're old when.
You know when, Jim?
When.
When you wake up with a hangover and you haven't even been out.
Yeah.
That's when you get
known. Drinking on your own.
Or 8 o'clock at night, you put on the Ugg boots, trackies, blanky, and just sit there.
Bill, that's the best.
You're normally going out.
That's the best ever.
Oh, God.
Al's in Hoppers Crossing. Hello, Al.
Come on, Al.
How are you, boys? Love your show.
Good on you, Al. How old are you?
74.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, getting on.
But you sound young, Al.
Yeah, well, that's just, you've got to put on an act.
All right, how do you know you're getting old, Al?
When you have to sit down and put your shoes and socks on, it takes you more than 5 minutes.
Oh, what about that?
That's hard. That's funny.
And
I love that.
And then you can't get up.
Stay there, Al. That's beautiful. Anthony, Hoppers Crossing. Ant.
Hey, boys, how you going?
How do you know when you're getting old, Ant?
Well, when you start making random noises doing everyday things, you know, sitting down, standing up, you make that.
That's so true.
Oh,
so
true. I'm like that when you pick your ball up out of the hole in golf.
You get me ball, mate. That's all. I can't pick it up anymore. I saw John Daly trying to do it. He couldn't hardly get it. Poor old John.
Stay there, Anthony. Lauren, Frankston South.
Hi, Loza.
Hello,
Loza. You know you're getting old when?
People call me ma'am.
Oh, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, no good.
Well, madam's the other one. Remember the Force used to call people madam?
He did.
And I always said to him, you know that makes people feel a bit old if they call madam.
Ma'am.
I like that lot. Yep. Stay there, Cameron. In Barnawatha.
Barnawatha.
G'day, JB. G'day, Bill. How are you, fellas?
Great. The great Dawson Simpson from Barnawatha, wasn't he?
He played his junior footy there. That's correct, yep.
I spun the wheel in Barnawatha one night.
Did you?
Where haven't you spun the wheel?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good question. What do you got?
Cam, how do you know you're getting old?
You know you're getting old when your pubes start going grey.
The Publix.
The pubes. Pubes.
I don't know whether I'm grey or down there or up top at the minute.
Oh,
I'm not
that's
sure.
Funny. That's funny. Stay there, Cam. Love that.
Pubes. It's just a good name, isn't it?
Grant. Grant's in Milton.
Grant. Are you a Grant or a Grant?
I'm a Grant.
He's from Melbourne.
He's from Melbourne. How do you know you're getting old, mate?
I reckon you know you're getting old when you get excited by a cup of tea.
Oh, you drink tea, Fat.
I love me tea.
You do.
Especially at night.
You
but
love
I do
tea.
Love. What's your tea that you like?
Oh, you've got to go the old classic Lipton, the strong one with two sugars.
Yeah, exactly.
The hot English?
Hot English, but it's got to be.
Old English or whatever it's called.
What is it? Oh,
I don't know. I'm not a tea drinker.
English breakfast.
Yes. You should know that, Jim.
No, I don't. I don't drink.
No,
that.
I should.
You should. Ben's in Sunbury. Hello, Benny.
Hey, lads. How we going?
All right, mate. How do you know you're getting old?
Well, you know you're getting old when you've got your favourite pair of moccasins at the feet of your bed.
You're still wearing the moccos, are you?
I'm always wearing the moccasins, mate. Stuff the Ugg boots.
No, the Uggies.
Jeez, I love Ugg boots.
Aren't they?
Nah, Mockies all the way, mate.
And how dear are they? Ugg boots.
Oh, they're...
No, they are.
Rams.
They are bloody dear.
You asked JB.
But they last, Uggs.
Yeah.
As long as you don't wear them around the streets. If you're just keeping them for home, they do. You get 3 or 4 good years out of them.
Here's one. Are you getting old if you wear socks and thongs, or is that...
Well, I think the young people are doing that now.
Might be, actually.
Weird. Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I haven't even heard it yet, and it stinks.
Hamish Blake joins us.
Hey, did I read somewhere where you've just been camping? And I only ask this because we were discussing camping on our show.
Oh, hate it. Yeah.
And I can't stand it. I've done it once in my life and I will never, ever do it again. Are you good at it?
Look, it's indisputable there are more convenient ways to spend a night. I get that.
Yes.
You know, there are moments when you're out there camping where you go, that's why hotels have been invented, isn't it? I get it. I took my little fella camping for 4 or 5 nights up the coast, my little 7-year-old. And you do it, I think, you know, you're doing it because the difficulty is sort of the fun part, like overcoming the difficulty. So, we've got a rooftop tent, like one of those things that you go on the top of the car and just pops up like clamshell. Yeah. So you climb up with a ladder. So it's a bit easier than a normal tent to put up. But look, I'll be honest with you, I had fun planning the adventure because I'm not a great camper, but I enjoyed having a crack and seeing if I could convince a 7-year-old I knew what I was doing out there.
And did you?
Yeah. I reckon we got close. Got close. We went to there's a bit in central New South Wales, there's sand dunes, a place called Stockton Beach that people might be familiar with, or Warramai National Park. And it looks like the Sahara. Like you can drive onto these sand dunes in your four-wheel drive and camp out there. I didn't know how much of a good four-wheel driver you needed to be to go out there. And I rock up in the car. It's like 5 o'clock, so close to dark, maybe an hour or two left of daylight. Rock up and see all these like real hardcore four-wheel drives coming off the beach. And I went to the guys, yeah, right. So I just sort of waved one over and went, hey, mate, so how is it out there? The guy goes, oh, yeah, you know. You've been out here before? No, nope. He goes, you've sand driving before?
No.
Nope. He goes, all right, who are you going with? I went, my 7-year-old. And he went, you going with any other cars? Nope. He goes, have you got the got recovery tracks in case you get bogged? No. He goes, what do you have? Sausages and confidence, mate. And I went, got any tips? He went, yeah, you'd like deflate your tires almost flat. And he went, look, just drive it like you stole it. Don't stop. He goes, if you stop, you'll get bogged. So you basically just floor it and just go as hard as you can through the sand dunes. But it's this interesting thing where you don't know where you're going. So if you stop for directions, you'll sink.
Yep.
But if you keep going, you don't know where you are.
You're gonna get lost.
It's just wild driving for 10 minutes while I'm just like yelling at the top of my voice, and so is my little guy. But we did make it. We miraculously made it.
So I'm at least 2, but most days 3 shower a day man, home. So I can't camp.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty sandy when you're camping in sand dunes. Yes, that's one of the key features of sand dunes is just how much sand is required to make them.
And the dunny?
Yeah, that's a tough one too. That was a real eye-opener for Sonny. So some of it's about nature, and then the other bit was about me going, mate, there's no toilets out there, so we're going to stop at this servo, and I'm going to introduce you to service station toilets. You're going to do a few things in here that are a first. You're going to watch Dad go, and that's probably a bit too much, but I'm not leaving you out in the car.
That's right, yes.
And then we're going to go. You're going to go. We're going to, no matter what, we've got to empty things out. And then this is the bit I wasn't expecting. Mm. Then you're going to look at the wall, and you're going to ask me why that vending machine sells a special kind of ring. And what is it? And why does it vibrate? And I'm going to tell you it must just be a toy for grown-ups that's good luck or something. Like, I don't know. I don't really know what that is, mate. And we're going to go back to the car, and we're not going to speak about the ring anymore.
It's an old joint if they've still got those vending machines, let me tell you, Jim. They're not around anymore.
No, this was $2. And it's only going, what, pheromones? Pheromones?
Don't worry about the
few at home.
Yeah. No, I fell for it a few times in my, you know.
Home.
Well, let us know if you want another one, Bill. I know where the servo is. $2.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
John Travolta on the dance floor. Wowee, was I on fire? Somebody stop me.
All right, so Fat's getting his apartment renovated.
Yes.
Right. And he's decided sensibly to go with two very, very good operators.
Yes.
To help him do it.
Chappie.
Firstly, Chappie, who is a master builder, a man that I've known for 20 years. I reckon he's done three places for me, Chappie.
Has he?
And he is a star. Absolute star.
A bit slow.
He used to work with Tomo, Bridges' husband.
Oh, yeah,
husband,
that's right.
And, he's a ripper,
good
Chappie.
Bloke. Good
ripping bloke.
Yes.
So he's a star.
Yeah.
And Lisa, of course, is doing your interior design. And she is a star.
Lisa.
So both of them have been doing it for 20 years.
Very good. She
very good operators.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't received a bill from both yet. So
we'll just wait and see. So I get a look at the plans, Rabbits. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I look at it and everything looks amazing. But I said to Lise, why would you put the washing machine and the dryer in a tiny little bathroom when you need all the room you can get in there, given the size of old Fat?
Optimise the space.
And you've got a big kitchen area.
Now, Rabs, just listen, right? You don't have to agree with him, okay?
So I come to him and I said, Fat, why are you doing that? Why wouldn't you put the washing machine and the dryer stacked up in a cupboard at the end of your kitchen, broom cupboard next to that? You're never going to use the bloody thing anyway.
So a washer and a dryer in the kitchen.
How many times are you going to use a washing machine or a dryer? Look, really.
Once a week.
At best, once a week. Fat.
So sorry, Bob, the builder over here, right? All of a sudden he turns into a interior designer slash Bob the Builder.
That's it.
So what experience have you got in this
built
industry?
I've built three houses from scratch and renovated four others. So I've got lots of experience.
So you built seven renovated.
I didn't build them myself.
Well, you just said that.
Of course. So, Bill, all I'm saying is this, yes, Bob.
Your Bob.
If you do that, you've then got a heap of more space in your bathroom, which you are going to use every single day twice. So washing machine, dryer once a week.
Right.
Bathroom twice every day.
Yeah, right.
So you want more room in there by taking those two things out of there and putting them at the end of your kitchen, and you got plenty of room. So
you've had long enough.
So
idiot,
idiot here.
No,
you know what he said when I pointed this out?
What?
This is what I got to, Rabs.
Yeah.
Within 20 seconds, he looks at me and he goes, "Nah,
no,
it's my house."
Yep, exactly right. And
it's the best argument
you can call me old fashioned, but you must have a washing machine and a dryer. They've got to be in your bathroom.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they absolutely don't.
Yes, they do. There's room for it.
There
a nice little 600 mil in there. That's with a little cupboard.
Your fat ass trying to get around that bathroom.
European in there. And then I've got me basin. Then
European.
I've got me European, whatever it's called. And then I got the dunny and then the shower. That's all I need.
Let's ask the family whether you should try and pack it into a tiny bathroom.
Oh, listen to him. You'd see, this is what you do. I think it's, what's the
133353. Let's do a poll.
Moonlighting. Now, what's it called?
What are you talking about?
I'll find out what he does this.
What are you doing?
What's he doing?
Turd over there does this. I'm going to find out what the
133353. Are you with me?
Gaslighting.
Taken out of the bathroom.
Gaslight. This is what you
Or are you with Fat and you should try and wedge it in there and make a small room smaller?
I don't give a stuff what they say. Shell, what are your thoughts?
You don't need your bathroom looking like a Chinese laundromat. And if you ever have guests over, they don't really want to smell your smelly socks or see your dirty undies.
Good point.
Of course they would. That'd be the idea.
Good point.
Well, they won't be able to see them because it's in a cupboard and you just throw everything in that cupboard. Michelle.
No, Michelle's right.
The cupboard door stays open and all the dirty laundry just ends up on the floor.
Well said, Shell. Aiden's in Churnside Park.
Not really. Hello, Aiden.
How you going, Fat, JB?
Fat's Ross.
I'm with Fat on this one. Our family holiday house has had the bathroom had the washing machine and dryer.
Yeah.
Always back you up on that. There's nothing wrong with it.
Good on you.
Yeah,
see?
Ados, you don't know how small this area is.
It's his opinion, Jim. Jim, gaslighter? No.
He doesn't even know what that means.
No, when you manipulate.
Phil in Cranbourne East.
Phil.
Filthy.
Lads, how are we?
What do you reckon?
Good, Bill, you are an imbecile. It has to go at the end of the kitchen, behind a cupboard door, hidden away nicely. No one ever sees it. You only do it when you're at home by yourself. You do your laundry. No one has to see your stuff.
Well said.
So someone comes into the kitchen, opens up the door and goes, what do you got a bloody dishwasher and a dryer there for?
Got heaps of room for the rest.
That's Phil's opinion.
And it's a good opinion.
I've marked it down, but it's wrong.
Evan's in Hobart, Bill, your town.
Evan.
Yes.
What do you think?
How are we, boys?
Good, Ev.
Bill is absolutely right because it's his house and his opinion is master. He is the master builder of his house, despite the fact that you might have renovated a couple and built a few.
Yeah.
I've built two houses by myself, DIY. I'm not a tradie. You put it where you want to pull it, Bill, and you'd be proud of it.
Spot on. That's the best call. We got a prize for Evan.
No.
Well, we can at the end.
Tyler from Roeville. Tyler.
Tyler.
Boys, how are we?
What do you think?
Number one, Bill, get a laundry. Number two, you wouldn't be able to fit in there if there was a laundry in there.
That's true.
Why?
Because. What do you think? You can't get yourself through there, Bill.
You didn't want to say I was too fat.
Yeah, no, but he's right.
Well, not really. Well, Bill, that's a silly caller. Never call again, Tyler.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Shannon, can only get better from here.
No, it can't.
So early 2000s, these boys were all obviously dominating the Sunday footy show.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to come on as a panellist every now and then. Well, no, it was like every sort of, I don't know why, someone must have been away.
Right,
well, it was when Nine had the footy. So maybe BT, who was on there.
Who was hosting?
Gaz.
Gaz, and just on his own.
Just on his own. Right. But I reckon BT was on it and it might have even been Dermot. And if one of them was interstate calling the footy on a Sunday, then I would come in. So it wasn't very often.
And the great Lou Richards.
Oh, well, of course, everyone was. It still is, but it was an institution back then, the Sunday footy show.
Mm.
So anyway, I used to come in and, Frabs, I would seriously be given the worst game of the round to review. and I'd get about a second into it and Gary would be winding me up. That's enough of you. No one gives a shit. What do you think anyway? Yeah. So that was how it was, but that was fine. I didn't care. Anyway, so this one time I get in and I was a little late for the meeting and I walked in, I knew something was up because idiot here.
Oh, me.
And Gary. Yes. And they had grins like split watermelons. I'm like, oh, yeah, right, something's happening.
Mm.
They go, yeah, well, whoever the handballer was, because can we say?
What?
Handball was done first.
Oh, Jim. So, was it?
Pre-recorded. That bit wasn't live.
Oh.
So anyway, I get it. Well, I've probably given it away a bit. Yeah. But you don't do the handball anymore, do they?
They've started again this year. But I think it's at
that's
the end.
That's live, yeah.
I think that's at the end live of the show.
But back in those days, the handball was done prior to. So I walk in, stupid idiot heads on them. You're doing the handball.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm not. And I looked around. There's like 8 million AFL games between the other 5 people in the room. Yeah. I'm like, why am I doing it? Mm. Well, your mate's coming in and you can do it against him. And my mate was, of course, Adam Simpson.
Exactly.
So anyway.
He was still playing at the time
absolutely.
At North.
300 gamer at North, 2 premierships.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's coming in to do it. The other bloke's pulled out. These two go, yeah, he can do it. Sucked in, he'll be rubbish.
Be
and
great
we'll
to
be
watch.
Able to laugh at him and all the rest of it. Anyway, sucked in.
What?
Well, I won.
Did you?
I think we've got some audio of it, Rabs.
No, we don't.
You had it on there before.
We had it on YouTube, but yes, we haven't turned
so
it around.
So you saw it.
So how did you go?
You did win. You did win. You won 60-57.
60-57. I won the handball.
Your first handball. How'd you go?
And that first one, I didn't flush.
No, you didn't hit the ball. You did a Tony Jones.
Just hit the bottom of the board.
You did a chopper.
I beat a 2-time premiership superstar of the comp in the handball, and they were as flat as a biscuit, these two.
Lowest scoring handball ever. Like, Simo got 56. He was terrible. You got 60.
And I got a bullseye.
Well, you thank God, because if you didn't get that, you would have lost. But how did you do it, Jim?
So the other thing was, then it came to all the prizes.
Yes.
And I was getting paid nothing back then. I was like almost like the office boy.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, right, good, I'll get all the prizes. They're bloody good prizes, too.
Yeah.
TVs prize. And all that sort of thing. Nah.
No.
Simo, even though he lost, got all of that.
Exactly.
I got nothing. But. So anyway, I had a grin on my mush because sucked in you two until you worked out.
Yes.
I'll tell you, lagged me.
He did.
Brent Williams.
Oh,
Brent.
Because guess what he did?
Mm-hmm.
So you handball, obviously, right hand, then you go left hand, which Simo did. Jim, right hand and right hand. Two right-handers. You can't do that. That's cheating, Jim.
Bill,
What?
I didn't say anything. No one picked it up.
No, exactly. They didn't. So, you cheated.
I just stayed on the hand I knew would work.
Jim, you cheated. You got it wrong.
And
you were wrong.
And I ended up winning.
The handball will be up on Insta. There you go. Oh, we'll put it up.
Righto.
You and out there will do it.
Yeah. And geez, how good did I look, by the way?
Oh, yep. A big fat tie.
Well, I don't know about that, the shirt and tie, but I'm talking about the old Swede.
Oh, the swagger.
How good.
But you cheated.
And entitled.
Arms in the air. That's all that matters.
Yeah, like a flog.
I still remember how crestfallen you and Gary were.
What about poor old Simo?
No, he was flat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never ring me if no caller ID comes up.
Who's ringing you now, Jim?
Is it him?
He's an idiot.
Answer me.
Why would I answer you? You're sitting there, you dickhead.
Hey, Jim.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Where are we starting, Hose, as we welcome you?
Proper feedback,
you
I
want
think.
Feedback or yeah. you want movie?
I'll do movie at the end,
right,
I think.
Good.
We'll get to movie.
Nice.
Went to the cinema last night.
I want
to
hear about it.
Who with?
You say? I went on my own, actually.
On your own?
Yeah.
Did you get popcorn?
Yes.
And a Coke?
No, I had a glass of champagne.
Oh, did you?
And an ice cream?
The reclining
seat. Sparkling. No, it was one of those massive cinemas.
All right.
Anyway, should I just do it now?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
What'd you go and see?
Bullet Train.
Ah,
so
Brad Pitt?
Yes, Brad Pitt.
Yes.
It's based on a Japanese novel, and it's been put into a screenplay. 99% of it happens on a bullet train.
Right.
In Japan?
In Japan.
Oh, yay.
I don't know if they have bullet trains anywhere else.
I think they do, anyway. But not as good.
But yeah, it's dead set a Japanese movie, Japanese book.
Yep.
It's kind of like a United Nations of gangsters. So you've got Brad Pitt as one of these, you know, assassin-y kind of dudes. He's from America. You've got some Kingsman type, funny English blokes.
Love. I like that.
You've got some sort of cartel kind of people. You've got Russians. You've got everything. You've got all these
on
people.
The train.
At some point, they all converge on the train.
Mm, right.
So it's the guy who's directing it was a stunt double for Brad Pitt, so that's how they got to know each other. So he's got that real kind of action at heart kind of person. His main directing role was on one of the John Wick films.
Oh,
so
yes.
He's really good at action, really good at your gritty stuff. Never I give it.
What'd you give it?
I give it 9 out of 10 for the violence.
Yes.
Wow. Ooh, all
it's
right.
got funny bits in it. Half of the cinema was pissing themselves.
Yes.
The other half were a bit, I don't know.
Mm.
So I'm giving it a 3 out of 5 for the humour aspect
of
it.
So 6 out of 10?
Sure.
So, Hose.
There's 3 good cameos in it as well that I don't want to spoil. So when you're watching, you go, wow, there's some good twists. There's some good. I'm not telling you.
No. Well, when you talk about violent shows that are funny.
Mm.
I can't believe you haven't seen Deadpool.
Oh, yes.
Deadpool is brilliant.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's golden.
Okay.
And it's funny. That's
genuinely funny.
Like, it's very funny. Violent, but it's properly funny.
Takes a piss out of himself.
Yeah. Right.
And I told Jim before, and we'd forgotten about this, when a bloke was parachuting and parachuted.
Well, don't be spoiling. People mightn't have seen Deadpool.
But give me an idea of how funny this
how
is.
How violent it is. Mm-hmm. Parachuted into a wood chipper.
Oh, that's not good.
So all just blood just
everywhere?
Come out. No,
yes.
blood just come out.
Yes, I love that stuff.
That was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm into Deadpool now.
But so you've got to watch Deadpool.
Brad Pitt's character is sort of a goofy new age kind of assassin. He's coming back from something and he wears a bucket hat at the beginning. He gets rid of that in a very pivotal scene, but I wasn't sure about him at the beginning. Brad Pitt in a bucket hat.
Yep.
He's supposed to be hot and smouldering, and he's just so good.
Love.
And there's some really great violent chicks in it as well.
He was
nude?
No.
That's Bill's standard question when it comes to any film.
About
pashing?
S?
What's S?
Sex.
Oh, no.
No.
You know when they have the ratings? So no S and no N.
No.
Hose, I just saw Brad Pitt in a thing with Sandra Bullock. It was horrendous. I couldn't believe
how bad
a show it was. It's like Lost Island or Lost World. Well, I don't even know what it is. It was
terrible.
It was appalling.
Because
I watched it and thought, Brad, come on, man.
Well,
can't be in that.
Sandra Bullock and Brad do work well together.
They do.
But she's not always in good films.
No.
Well, Sandy.
She was on a train, wasn't she, that wouldn't stop?
It was a bus.
Yeah.
Same thing.
With Keanu.
It's got wheels and passengers on board.
What was it called, Bill?
The Bus.
No, it wasn't. The show was not called The Bus.
The Bus. don't stop here.
There's a bomb on the bus.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. We've gone through a whole year's worth of Billy's jokes to pick out the best ones.
A good joke on this show would be good.
Sadly, we couldn't find any, so this will have to do.
That is appalling.
No, it's not.
On the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Billy's joke.
Yes, Jim. Right, just trying to find one here. Jim, five ants rented a unit block with five other ants, Jim.
Yes.
How do you reckon this is going to go?
It's not sounding good at the minute.
Now they are 10 ants together.
Oh, no.
That's 10.
That's, yep. Yep. So you're not going with that one. So you got a joke for us to finish our show with something.
Whip likes it.
No, 10 ants. It's actually a good joke if you listen and take it in.
It isn't. It's a boring story. That's what that is. It's not a joke. It's a story and it's boring. So you got another one up your sleeve.
I think it was good from Anthony.
Yeah, you haven't just had that. What's wrong with your stupid head, by the way?
What? What?
Well, you have an eye hanging out.
Well, I got attacked by a magpie or something. I don't know. What? A lark? Lark.
Oh, no. I'm finishing up. This is I shouldn't be on air this time of year anyway.
Ten ants. They're all 10 ants, Jim.
Oh, no. Even you're dancing.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't overhappy with it, but...
I wasn't overly happy with it.
Overhappily.
Oh, my God.
A bully bully. Poor old Ed
Sheffield.
Ten ants. Ten ants. Ten ants. Ten ants. Ten ants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This has been the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Billy are back live in 2023. In the meantime, you can hear the boys anywhere, anytime by downloading the Listener app. LISTNR.
I feel good.